Good morning, everyone. Today's parak of Rambam is the fourth parak of Hilchos Talmud Torah. In it, the Rambam will detail the halachos of how to properly learn in a base medrash from the standpoint of how the Rav should teach, how the Talmud should listen and learn, and other assorted halachos which relate to these concepts. Halacha Aleph. Ein melamdim Torah ela Talmud haga na b'maisav olatam. One should only teach Torah to a student who is a proper student, one who behaves properly in terms of his midos and following halacha, olatam, or somebody who it's not known one way or the other, but he seems like he's at least a good enough guy. Aval im hayaholich b'derech lo tova. However, if we know that he's not behaving properly, machzir noso lemutav, umanhig noso b'derech yishara, first, we restore him back to the proper path, that make sure that he's following halacha, make sure that his midos are in accordance with what we'd like them to be, ubot noso, and then we check him out to make sure that indeed that is true. And then only afterwards do we bring him back into the base of Medrash and instruct him and teach him Torah. Chazal taught, in rather harsh illustration, that one who teaches a student who's unfit to learn Torah, it's as if they've thrown a stone to Merkulis. Merkulis was a type of idolatry, where the way it was served was by throwing stones at it. Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, Kitzur Eben Bamar Gema, Kein Nosin Lexil Kavod. It's like throwing a rock in a slingshot. Somebody who gives kavod, honor, to a fool. Vein kavod el Torah. And kavod stands for Torah there. Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, Kavod Chamin Chalot. That the wise will inherit kavod, which refers to Torah. Therefore, the Rambam teaches us that a student who's not following the ways of Torah, or doesn't have proper midos, should not be taught Torah. You might ask, how can one do Kiruv then to a student who unfortunately has strayed from the proper path? Surely, part of Kiruv is to teach them Torah. It's not just about the warmth and love that you demonstrate to this individual. So there are those who understand the Rambam as saying specifically about being machnisin osan lebeis medrash. At what stage are you able to bring such people into the beis medrash, where they might negatively influence others, or they might distort the Torah publicly? So, if the student is not a proper student, so then they shouldn't be brought into the base medrash, though it might be permitted to teach them Torah outside of the confines of the base medrash. But in terms of bringing them back into the regular classroom with the regular students, that is what is so strongly strictured. Let's continue. V'chein arav she'eino holich b'derech tova, afal pisha chacham gadol hu, v'chol am tzrichan lo, emes lamdin mimenu ad shuvu l'mutav. And similarly, if unfortunately the teacher, the Rav, is somebody who's not following in the proper path, either in his midos or he's not following the ways of the Torah, even though he might be exceedingly great as a chacham, he might be very wise, and in fact, everybody needs him because of his great wisdom. There's no other authority to turn to who has the same breadth and depth of knowledge. Nonetheless, Eim Islam Dimenu Achuvu Lamutav, we still do not learn from him until he returns to the proper path. Shnei Mars, the Pasuk says, Ki Sifsei Kohen Yishmru Das V'Torah Yivakshu Mipihu Ki Mal Hashem Tzavakosu. Amru Chacham, Chazal interpret this Pasuk to mean, Im Arav Doma Lamal Hashem Tzavakos Torah Yivakshu Mipihu. If the Rebbe is comparable to an angel of God in the sense that he is following the ways of the Torah, he's following God's ways, so then you should seek Torah from his mouth. But if the case is not that, unfortunately, you should not seek Torah from him. Halacha Beis. Ketim Lamdim. Now, what is the style in which one teaches? Harav Yoshe Barosh, Batamidim Mukafim Lefanav Katara, Kadeshu Kulam Ram Harav Bishomim Devarav. The Rebbe sits up front, and the students sit in a semicircle around him like a crown, in order so that way they can all see his face and hear his words properly. V'lo yeshiv harav ala kisei, v'tamidav ala karka. The Rebbe should not be sitting on a chair while his students sit on the floor. Ela o'a kol ala aretz, o'a kol ala kisos. Either everybody, including the Rebbe, should sit on the floor, or everybody, including the tamidim, should sit on chairs. U'rishona hayarav yoshiv v'tamidim omidim. Now, way back when, a long, long time ago, it used to be the Rav would sit, and the tamidim would stand around him. However, this custom of not doing that dates back only kodem chorban be'isheni, even prior to the destruction of the second base of Mikdash. We're talking thousands of years ago. Nagu akol lamed latamidim v'hem yoshim. The common practice became, because the Gemara explains, weakness entered the world, and the students, therefore, were sat down as well, along with the Rebbe when he teaches. Halacha gimel. Im hayam melami mipiv latamidim, melamed. If the Rebbe is going to teach the students directly, that's all and well. However, if he was going to teach the Talmidim through a spokesman, somebody who will project the voice of the Rebbe out to the Talmidim, this is back in the era before microphones. I remember once being on a Shabbaton where there was obviously no microphone used over Shabbos, and it was a massive hall, and there was one little old man who had been running the program, and he was the one who was supposed to tell the schedule. But next to him, standing on a chair, was a mountain of a man who would project in a booming voice for the whole entire dining hall, for the whole entire convention center, to hear that which the master of ceremonies, was conveying. So in a similar fashion, when the Rebbe is sitting there and he's going to speak to this Metargim to project the words of Torah to all the Talmidim. So the way it's set up is that the Metargim stands between the Rav and the Talmidim, Va'Rav Omer LeMetargim, and then the Rav speaks to the Metargim, the spokesman, Va'Metargim Mashmiel Chol Talmidim, and then the spokesman projects the voice, the words of Torah, to all the Talmidim. G'shem Sho'alin, and when they ask questions, LeMetargim, who Sho'al LeRav, when they ask questions, they direct it to the Metargim then directs the question to the Rav, Va'Rav Mesha LeMetargim, and the Rav responds back to the Metargim, Va'Metargim Mesha LeSho'al, and then the Metargim responds back to the questioner. In other words, it's like a game of telephone. It goes from the questioner to the Metargim to the Rav to Metargim back out to the Talmidim. Hopefully, nothing is lost in translation. The lo yagbiha Rav kolo yoser mikol Metargim. And when the Rav is speaking, he shouldn't raise his voice more than the voice of the Metargim. The lo yagbiha Metargim kolo ba'ez sholas Rav yoser mikol harav. And at the time when the Metargim is conveying a question from one of the listeners to the Rav, he shouldn't raise his voice louder than that which the Rav is saying. The Metargim, the spokesman, is again not allowed to detract or add or change anything to that which the Rav said, unless this Metargim, this spokesman, happened to have been the Rebbe or the father of the Chacham. Now you might wonder why he's serving as the role of this go-between, this projector of the words of his own Talmud or his own son, but already from the Gemara we see that this was sometimes the practice. Omer HaRav LeMetargim, Kach Amar Li Rebbe, O Kach Amar Li Abba Mari. So now here we're in a bit of a pickle. If the Rav tells this spokesman, my father, my Rebbe, he told me the following thing, but he doesn't actually say the Rav's or his father's name, Uksh Omer HaMetargim HaDavarim La'am, what's he supposed to say? When he's conveying this out to the people, if he says, my father, my Rebbe, that will be misleading. Are we talking about the Metargim and his father? So Omer, B'Shem HaChacham, Umazkir Shmo Shel Avi HaRav, O Shel Rav, O Omer, Kach Amar Rabban Aploni, Afal Pi Shalom Hizkir Rav Shmo Shel Chacham. Sh'azur L'Gros, L'Rav O L'Avi B'Shmo. Since it's forbidden for the Chacham to say his father or his Rebbe's name, so he just says, my father, my Rebbe, the Metargim, when he goes and gives that over to the people, says, let's say we're talking about Rabbi Moshe ben Maimon, right? The Rambam. And the Rambam was speaking to Metargim. So this Metargim would then say to the rest of the people, he would say, the Chacham, Rabbi Moshe, said over in the name of his father, Rabbi Maimon, the following. And that would be how he would convey it, even though, indeed, that's slightly changing from the actual words, the literal words of the Rav. But this way, clarity will be ensured, and nobody will get the wrong notion as to who was being quoted. Halacha Dalet. Harav Shalimeid v'lo himidu al tamidim, lo yichos aleim v'yirkas. A critically important halacha for all educators. The Rebbe who's teaching the students, and the students don't understand, the Rebbe is not supposed to get upset at them, he shouldn't display fury against them. Elachozer v'shona adavar afilu kama pamim ad shevinu omek halacha. Rather, what is he supposed to do? He should repeatedly teach them again and again, even numerous times, until they understand the matter in its depth. Not just simply to understand it on a superficial level, but he should instruct them again and again until they fully understand it. And similarly, the student shouldn't say, yeah, yeah, I understand, when he doesn't really understand. Instead, he should ask and re-ask and re-ask, even numerous times. And if, unfortunately, inappropriately, the Rebbe gets upset at him for nudging him with questions again and again, Yomar lo. So the Talmud should say back to him, Rebbe, my teacher, Torah, lo mona nitzarach, it's Torah, this is the most important thing in the world, and I really need to learn it. Vedati ksar, and I'm sorry, but my comprehension, my abilities to understand are not quite as strong as I'd like them to be. So please, just teach me again. Halacha hey, lo ya Talmud bosh mechabeirav, shalamdu mipam rishona oshniya. A student who's a little bit slower to learn, he sees his friends understanding the material after one or two times, and he doesn't understand it unless it takes him a couple of times to repeat it again and again. He should not be embarrassed because of this. If he allows himself to be embarrassed by this, that what's going to happen? He's going to go in and out, day in, day out, to the Beis Medrash, and he's not going to learn a thing. The Fikach Amar Chamim shown him, therefore Chazal taught us, Ein Habayshon Lamed, V'lo HaKaptam Lamed. Relating back to this halacha and the previous halacha, therefore, a student who's too bashful, who's afraid to ask questions because he'll be embarrassed from his friends who learned quicker, so he's never going to learn. And a Rebbe who's too insistent on having things done in his way, where he's short-tempered and angry, so then he's not going to be successful as a teacher. Now, the Rambam clarifies a very important caveat. When do we say that the Rebbe is not supposed to get upset at the Talmidim? That's when they don't understand the matter because either the material is very profound, it's very deep, or because they, unfortunately, are not the strongest students. However, if the Rebbe senses that, no, you know what? This material isn't all that difficult. The content is understandable. And these are pretty bright Talmidim. And nonetheless, they're not understanding. And the reason for that is because they're being lazy and not taking the Torah learning seriously. So then, Chayav Lir goes Aleihem. He's obligated to get upset at them. And to embarrass them with his words, Kedei Lechadadam, in order to sharpen them and to make them take their learning more seriously. And with this regard, that Chazal said that you should throw bitterness into the Talmidim. Instruct them in a fierce way, so that way they'll properly understand. And accordingly, then, it's not fit for a Rebbe to behave in a lighthearted fashion with his Talmidim, or to joke in front of them, even to eat and drink amongst them, because then they would not have the proper reverence towards him, and won't be able to learn as quickly. Therefore, he needs to ensure that that reverence is there, and they can learn quickly from him, because they'll take it seriously when the Rebbe is somebody who they hold in awe. Halacha Vav. Angel and Sarav Kishikonis the Medrash, Ashi Tishashiv Daito Olav. Don't ask questions to the Rebbe as soon as he enters into the day's Medrash. You got to give him some time to have his mind settle. And similarly, a student who comes into the base Medrash shouldn't immediately fire up a question. He should wait, make sure he understands what's going on, gather his thoughts, and then ask. Also, two students shouldn't ask at once. Easier said than done. And you shouldn't ask the Rebbe about a question on a topic which isn't the relevant topic. Also, only speak about that question, the one that they're actually involved in. So you shouldn't come to embarrass your Rebbe because he's so focused on the material in front of him that he's going to answer incorrectly about something in a different matter. And now the Rebbe should do things which are a bit strange, ask questions that are not what they're expecting in order to sharpen the students to make sure they're paying attention. And in order so that he should know whether that they've retained the material that he's taught them. And it goes without saying, he's able to ask them off topic, whereas they're not allowed to ask him off topic. He's allowed to ask them off topic, perhaps is even encouraged to ask them off topic, in order so that he can spur them and push them to learn with more vigor. Halacha Zayin. Ein sholem me'umad, ve'ein meshivim me'umad, ve'lo me'gvoa, ve'lo me'rachuk, ve'lo me'achor ezekenim. You don't ask questions while you're standing up. You don't respond to questions while you're standing up. You don't ask from a high spot. You don't ask from a distant spot. You don't ask from behind all the older talmidim, the zekenim. It's supposed to be asked in a fashion which is correct, as we'll see in a moment. And you only ask on topic, on the matter that they're discussing, and you ask out of a sense of deep reverence. And you shouldn't ask about a particular topic more than three points about it. If you have two people ask the question at the same time, one of them asks appropriately, one of them does not, so then we respond first to, we give precedence to the one that was asked on topic or the one that was asked in an appropriate fashion. If one of them is a relevant halacha, practical halacha right now, and one of them is not, niskakin lemaisa. So you respond to the practical before you respond to the abstract theoretical. Halacha midrash, if it's between something which is a matter of actual halacha versus something which is a matter of interpretation of the different psukim, so niskakin lehalacha. So then we give precedence to the actual halacha, the halacha conclusion. Midrash v'agat, if something's about interpretation of psukim, and something is more hashkafic, as we would say, about ethical matters, is kakin l'midrash. So then we give precedence to the interpretation of the psukim. Agat of kavachomer, if you're dealing with something which is hashkafic, and something which is a particular way of deriving halachos, part of the principles of the Torah through which we derive halachos, is kakin l'kavachomer. We give precedence to this logical device called the kavachomer. Kavachomer gzeirah shavah, if one of them is a question about a logical device, a kavachomer style, gzeirah shavah, and the other one is about a specific type of drasha which bases itself off of two different words being connected through our Masorah, so then we give precedence to the Kavachomer. Niskakin l'Kavachomer. Hayu asholin shnayim echad chacham echad talmud. If two people asked question, one of them is a chacham and one of them is on a lower level, he's simply a talmud, so then niskakin l'chacham. We give precedence to the wise one. Talmud b'amaretz, if one of the questioners was a talmud, somebody who's learning Torah but perhaps not on the level of a chacham yet, and the other one is more ignorant, so then niskakin l'talmud. So we give precedence to the talmud. Shneim chacham, shneim talmidim, shneim amei aretz. If they're both of equal rank, shalu shneim b'shtei halachos, or b'shtei tshuvos, or b'shtei shelos, shneim ma'isim, or the questions are of equal rank, harshas b'yadim targei miyata. So at that stage, then it's up to the spokesman to decide which one of them to ask about first and to have him get precedence. Halacha Tes. Ein Shein Bebeis HaMedrash. Somebody should not sleep in the Bebeis HaMedrash. V'chom is namnei Bebeis HaMedrash. Chachmaso nazis krom krom. Anybody who does doze off in the Bebeis HaMedrash. So unfortunately, his wisdom becomes very piecemeal. It's all torn up. V'chein amar Shlomo v'chachmaso. And so too Shlomo v'chachmaso. Mishlei krom talvish numa. That if somebody is too drowsy, so then he'll be wearing torn up clothing. And the point being, something which is very intuitive, that even if you ignore any metaphysical component to this, but simply if you're in and you're out, you're in and you're out, you're not quite learning in the same continuous fashion as is ideal, so then your learning is going to be very piecemeal. It's not going to be as neatly strung together. And one should only discuss matters of Torah in the Beis Medrash, nothing else. Even somebody who sneezes, you don't say refuah or kazuntite or bless you as it might be in the Beis Medrash. But it goes without saying, you shouldn't talk about other things, your business, the Mets, the Yankees, whatever it might be, you shouldn't talk about that in the Beis Medrash. In fact, ukdushas Beis HaMedrash chamura mikdushas batei kniosos. The sanctity of a Beis Medrash, the place where you learn Torah, is on a higher level of sanctity than even the sanctity of the place where you daven, the place where you directly commune with God. If we appreciate what Talmud Torah is, it too is a rendezvous with God and speaking to Him on the deepest level imaginable, so we can appreciate why the sanctity of a Beis Medrash is on a higher level even than that of a shul. And of course, then we must be so careful with what we say in a Beis Medrash, and we should respect it as is fitting for its high level of sanctity.